ACGC girls basketball coach Bradley Bowdler is with us as we get an update on the Chargers in the first portion of the season before the holiday break. How would you say things went for your squad?
As a team, we've been pretty excited and positive about things that have happened. We've got a lot of energy. We play with a lot of grit, and we're very competitive in most games. So we've been very excited on how things have went, and we're excited to see how the rest of the year goes.
I know the past couple of years, defense has really been a big strength for you. Is that something you are kind of hanging your hat on again? And who are some of your standouts defensively?
We talk about it all the time. Energy and effort is going to get you most places, and you can always count on your defense. That's what we talk about. It's like, if you can't shoot, well, we can definitely play defense and find a way. So I think right now it's 39 points a game is what opponents are scoring against us, which we'd like to keep on getting that lower and lower. But it's hard to tell on who exactly our standouts are. I mean, I play about 11 girls, so it depends on a given night. I mean, I think leading in steals, I think Sophie Dorsey's leading us in steals, but I think Kelsey Carlson's right behind her. And then there's other stats like tips and deflections and, you know, blocking out and getting on the floor, things like that that don't get put in the stats but can also be put in there as well. So it's really hard for me to just say one or two girls. It's basically a team effort when it comes to our defense end.
Your losses are all to some pretty darn good teams, or larger schools, or both. What did you learn about your team? How did you get better from some of those games?
Right away, the first game, Nottoway Valley, that's the closest we've ever been to them. I mean, you know their tradition the last few years. Been really solid. I think we had it within six or four in the third quarter, and we shot terrible. I mean, I think we shot 20% from the field. So, you know, you shoot 30%, you know, we go to the end, the wire in that game. And so I was really impressed. Like I said, we had them exhausted. We played really hard. So it kind of was our MO right after that game. I was like, guys, we play like that hard every single game, we've got a chance. Atlantic, they just outsized us, out-muscled us. It was probably our worst game of the year. So we're excited, though, because we get to play them Friday in our scrimmage. So we're going to see, hey, we can compete with them and play up to their level is what we're hoping for. So I'm excited to see how we bounce back against them. And then Panorama, well, they played really well, and they play hard and they're physical. Well, it was basically a tie game at halftime, and it was just a little run in the third quarter that got us. But we were super excited with how we played against them, and we can't wait to play them again.
You've got quite a stretch here after Christmas with Des Moines Christian, Madrid, and Exira EHK. Boom, boom, boom. Some really good teams. What are some things you're working on to be at your best when you face a tough slate coming up?
Like I said, I think locking it up more on defense more and making sure we know our roles and what we need to do on the defensive end. Offensively, you know, adding a few things and being confident shooters and then looking to run a little bit more. I think we can get 4 to 6 more points in the run game than what we have in the past, the beginning of the season. So those two things, and then making sure that we rebound the ball. Don't give people multiple chances. That's what kind of hurt us in the games we've lost. We gave too many multiple chances, and if we can rebound, I think we'll do pretty good.
Coach, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Awesome. Thank you guys for covering us.